Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord again on tonight. I am so grateful for who God is on tonight. I know that I am not the only one. God is so good to us. Tonight is Saturday night, October the 21st, 2017, and you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, now tonight, as you all do know, those of you that are constantly tuned in to this gospel internet radio program that Minister Saron Rambis comes forth every first Thursday night, and he comes forth every other third Saturday night. And so I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready now so that you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth the word of God on tonight. He always brings an awesome anointed word of God for such a time as this. His messages are always timely. So I thank God for him on tonight. So I'm asking all the listeners right now again, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Minister Saron Rambis, as he comes forth and get ready to bring the word of God. He is a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our bishop and pastor and shepherd. So I want to give a great shout-out to our bishop and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and also to the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. We love you. I love you. God loves you even more. Continue to stand on the wall and do what God has called you to do as a unified body individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that God will be glorified through us. I am so grateful again for this radio, internet radio show, program. This is a ministry. God opened the door for me, and I am so grateful to him that he did. So right now we're going to go into prayer, and following our prayer, we're going to come back and we're going to get ready to do our music break and get ready to bring forth Minister Ramis as he get ready to bring forth the word of God on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to say thank you for this another day that you have made. We, Heavenly Father, we thank you for who and all that you are. We bless your name on tonight. You are so worthy of all our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we are going through, no matter what we hear or see or think. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control, no matter what man may say. We know that the enemy do have power, but he have limited power. You are the Most High God. You sit high and look low. You are the great I am. You have all power in your hands. So, Heavenly Father, we are trusting you on tonight. Our hope and faith is in you on tonight. Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you for who you are on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you have anointed us and blessed us with this worldwide platform that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ to the worldwide listeners. And it's our prayer on tonight, Heavenly Father, that should there be any listeners that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, who do not have a personal relationship with your son, it's our prayer and hope and desire that something will be said on tonight through your word that will open their spiritual eyes, that they will be able to open their mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight. And once they're saved on tonight, they will come to know and fulfill and live in their God purpose, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come right now lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the healer. We know that your word tells us we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ, and we're standing on that by faith in Jesus' name. And we also come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Heavenly Father, we know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you would console and touch the hearts and the minds of those that are suffering from the loss of loved ones, whether it's through the different hurricanes or wildfires or earthquakes or whatever the devastation may be. We know that you are God all by yourself, and you make no mistakes. And sometimes you allow things to happen to get our attention and draw us back to you. But we just ask that you would just have mercy upon your people on tonight. We need you, Heavenly Father, for such a time as this. We need you. There's nothing we can do without you. You are everything that we need. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory and honor on tonight. And it's our prayer, Heavenly Father, that you would help us to decrease on tonight, myself as well as Minister Rambis, that you may be increased on tonight through your word. Is our prayer that you would be glorified through the word on tonight and that the enemy will be more horrified. Is our prayer in Jesus' name, and all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer say amen. Well, once again, we have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the good you do today will often be forgotten, but do good anyway. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, the good you do today will often be forgotten, but do good anyway. I'm asking you to please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcement, I only have one for tonight before we do go into our music break. And again, I am so excited what God is doing in the life of my youngest sister, Danetta Burney. He has blessed her to write a gospel stage play that's going to bless the world. It's going to bring and mend marriages and families and communities and ministries, even nations, back together. This is my prayer for her through this play. It's titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge, and it's going to be taking place on Saturday, November the 11th at Impact Church, which is on the east side of Detroit. The address for Impact Church is 12844 Elmdale Street, which is on the east side of Detroit. Again, the address is 12844 Elmdale Street on the east side of Detroit. Again, the tickets for this play are available now. They are available through eventbrite.com. They are also available at God's World Bible Bookstore on West 7 Mile, Impact Church. Again, the address is 12844 Elmdale Street, and also tickets will be available at the door. A lot of people are not available to attend, but they are Facebooking my sister left and right. I thank God for how he works. Even though they want to be there, a lot of the Lord has touched their hearts that they cannot attend, so they are being a blessing to others. And that's what God does. He blesses us to be a blessing to others. So they can't attend the play, so they're opening their doors and they're purchasing tickets for others that they may come and enjoy the play and be blessed by the play. Some of the cast members are well known, to name a few. Evangelist, gospel artist Peggy James is one of the cast members of this upcoming gospel play. Eric Dion, minister, musical artist Gerard Brooks, minister, Pastor Ron Todd, pastor, he's also a minister of music and also gospel artist Ron Todd. These are some of the head casting members that are part of this play. There are others that are involved in this play and casting in this play. So you do not want to miss it. Again, it's going to be taking place Saturday, November the 11th at Impact Church, 12844 Elmdale Street on the east side of Detroit. I am so proud and happy for what God is doing in the life of my younger sister, that he will be glorified through her and through the play, is our prayer. In Jesus' name. So right now, that's all the announcement that I have for tonight. And so I pray that you will are standing by and ready to receive the word, that your minds and hearts and spirits are open to receive the word on tonight. But before we bring the word, I am so grateful that Jesus thought that our life was worth living, that he died for us. He paid the ultimate price. He died for you. He died for me, even for the ones that are still spiritually blind, that are going to be saved in his name. Even in the future, even tonight, we thank God for Jesus Christ, who thought that our lives were worth living, that he died for us and paid the price for us, that we could be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and Creator. So enjoy this music break, and following this break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Sharon Rambis as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Be blessed by the musical break. Praise the Lord on tonight. He is so worthy to be praised. I am so grateful for Jesus Christ, and I know that you are too. Well, right now, we get ready to bring forth Minister Rambus as he get ready to bring forth God's word on tonight. But before he do that, I'm asking all the listeners, all those of you that know the word of God and the power of prayer, the word of God says, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we are standing in the need of prayer for one another. We are our brother and sister's keeper. We need to be praying. The word of God tells us that we are to pray for our leaders. We are to pray for our pastors and shepherds that watches out for our souls and pray for us. So I'm asking all listeners that know the word and the power of prayer on tonight, let's lift up our president. Let's lift up world leaders. No matter how we feel about them, they need prayer. We all stand in the need of prayer because the Bible tells us that we all fall short of God's glory. We all sin and fall short of his glory on a daily basis. So we need to be praying for our president. We need to be praying for our world leaders. And I'm asking you all to pray for our pastors and bishops and shepherds that watches over our soul. That is my prayer for you all tonight, that you would touch and agree with me in prayer for our world leaders, that God would be glorified through them on tonight. So right now I'm bringing forth Minister Rambus as he gets ready to deliver God's word. Minister Rambus, I am yielding the mic to you to deliver God's word on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother James. I thank God for you for sharing this platform and being used by God. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you and we love you. You brought us to another third Saturday evening, one we have never seen before, and one we will never see again. And so, Lord, we thank you. Before we get started, just want to thank God that he's still in the healing business. He's still in the mind-regulating business. He's still a heart fixer. So, God, we love you, and we praise you, and we give your name the glory. Like Brother James mentioned, we should pray for our pastors and our leaders of God's people. And so right now, before I begin, I would like to say a special prayer for our leaders. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the men and women of God that you placed in our lives to lead us, to guide us, to show us the way to feed your people the word of God. Now, Lord, we ask that you would continue to incline their heart to go through the distractions, to keep going through the destructions, to keep going through the disappointments. Encourage them, Lord. And sometimes they spend so much time encouraging everyone else, and they're in need of encouraging words. So right now, Lord, we ask that you would encourage their hearts, encourage their life. Bless their families, Lord. Their families sacrifice so much with time away, with sharing their parents with the people of God. So right now, bless their families. Mend them where they're broken, Lord. Heal them where they need healing. And, Lord, and touch their minds, touch their hearts. Give them peace. Give them your love and your joy and your comfort to know that you're still there. You've been there all the time, and you'll be with them through the good and the bad. Lord, your promise is that you will never leave us or forsake them. But, yeah, Lord, sometimes we need to be reminded. But so we thank you for every man and woman of God that was brave enough to accept the call to leave Yahweh, but stand for Sunday, declaring what thus says the Lord. So, Lord, right now, bless them in a special way. Anoint them afresh. renew and rejuvenate their body and their mind and their souls. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Our text for tonight will come from a familiar passage. Is Luke 15. Yeah. Luke 15, verses 8 and 10. Amen. Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my bishop, Bishop James Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We thank God for you. I want to encourage you guys to hold on. The best is yet to come. And that you're one of God's chosen and favorite people. Amen. So Luke 15, verses 8 through 10, it reads, "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she finds it. And when she have found it, she called her friends and neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Amen. And the word of God is blessed. Let's pray once again. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless your word as it go forth. Let it fall on good ground. Lord, give your people ears to hear and a receptive heart, Lord. Lord, we ask that if anyone listening under the sound of my voice have not chosen you as a Lord and Savior, Lord, we ask that you will incline their heart to do so while there is yet time. Now, Lord, I ask that you will increase while I decrease. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So the 15th chapter of Luke begins with tax collectors and sinners gathering to hear Jesus teach. But the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." Jesus, hearing this, he began to teach. And one of the ways Jesus taught, or commonly taught, was by speaking parables. So Luke 15 contains three parables. The first parable that Jesus taught was about a man who had 100 sheep. And if he loses one, he will leave the 99 and go after that one. So to most people, me included, that is good news, because from time to time we stray away. We stray away with our thoughts. We stray away with our words. We stray away with our actions. And so it's good to know that when we stray away, Jesus will leave those people that are doing well. Jesus will leave all the folks that are straight and doing fine. Folks that are not going through anything at the time to come and see about us. So if Jesus could tell the Pharisees and scribes today, he'll say, "I got 99 sheep, but I still got to go find that one." So I don't know about you, but I'm glad that Jesus came and found me when I was lost. Now, the next parable Jesus spoke is our text for today. It was about a woman having 10 pieces of silver. And so if she loses one, does she not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? So this word is for a person that is listening to me that have been mishandled, misplaced, mistreated, forfeited. You've been missing. You've been confused, perplexed, squandered. You've just been plain old lost. You have lost your mind. You have lost your peace. You have lost your joy. You have lost your job. You have lost relationships. You lost some friends. You suffered all of these losses while in the house, while you've been attending church. And so someone might ask the question, is it possible to be lost while you're in the house? We do it every day. We lose our keys in the house. We lose our glasses in the house. Women, you even lose your purse in the house. So, yes, it's possible to be lost in the house. Yes, you could be doing that very thing that you're supposed to have been doing, that you've been called to do, and still be lost. You could attend church every Sunday, go to Bible class and Sunday school, and still be lost. But I'm glad today that Jesus is still seeking the lost. I'm glad that Jesus still thinks that I am valuable enough to look for. I'm glad that Jesus loves me enough not to throw me away, not to cast me away, not to look away. He loves me enough not to leave me to my own devices, to my own decisions, stuck in my own mess that I created. But I'm glad that when I am lost, he still searches for me. I'm glad that he looks beyond all of my faults and sees my needs. He saw that I was in need of a Savior to help me. He saw that I was in need of a Savior to restore me. So one thing is good can come out of being lost in a house, and that is you're still in the house. You're still in close proximity. So not everyone could say that they're in the house. You remember growing up and you had some friends coming home and it might have been hot or it might have been cold and you wanted to come in the house. And your parents just wouldn't let you bring everybody in the house. So that means that being in the house has its privileges. Being in the house means you have relationship. That's why your parents didn't want them in the house. They didn't know nothing about them. Didn't know nothing about their parents. So it's about relationship. And with relationship comes access. So through our relationship with Christ, we gain access to certain benefits. So as we look at our text, the first thing I want to point out in our text is that when you're lost in a house, you have access to the light. We see in verse 8, Jesus asked a question, does she not light a candle? And so the first thing of being in the house, being lost in the house, being close, is you still have access to the light. And the light is the word of God. John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Psalms 119 and 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So I thank God that his word still has power. I thank God that his word still gives life and gives light. His word still saves. His word still finds the lost. His word still saves the lost. His word still gives direction. His word still gives instruction. His word still corrects. His word is still leads. His word still guides. It have guiding power. His word still loves. His word still restores. His word still rescues. His word still gives peace. His word still redeems. And it's because of his word that some of you can say, I am redeemed. I am redeemed. So I thank God for his word. And I know I got some witnesses that have been redeemed and rescued by the word of God. And so the second thing that I like to point out from the text is when you're lost in the house, you can have your situation cleaned up. It's right there in the 8th verse again. Just like the woman was cleaning the house, was in the house for the coin that was lost because it had value to her. Jesus, too, will sweep away the situations and the circumstances that have you lost. Jesus will wipe away the dirt that is preventing you from being found by him that is hiding you, that is concealing you. Jesus will sweep away the sin in your life. According to Psalms 51 and 10, Jesus will create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you. Jesus will sweep all things out of your life. Jesus will sweep away those bad relationships, sweep away all your haters, sweep away your pain. Jesus will sweep away the negative influence and people in your life. Jesus will sweep away your broken heart. Jesus will sweep away your confused mind. And I know I got some witnesses that can still testify that Jesus is still a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Jesus will clean your house to find you. So whatever that thing is that has you lost in the house, Jesus will sweep it away. And I got some witnesses that Jesus has swept some things out your life. And now you're carrying that testimony that Jesus will clean you up and clean your house out. And so the last thing I would like to leave with you as a close is that Jesus has not forgotten about you. The text says that he will diligently seek you until he finds you. You may be lost right now, but you're still in the house. You may have been mishandled, but you're still in the house. You may have been mistreated. You might have had your feelings hurt, but you're still in the house. So I'd like to encourage you to stay in the house. Stay close to the fire. Stay close to the word of God. Stay close to the community of faith. Stay in the house, for there is joy in my Father's house, There is peace in my Father's house. There is forgiveness in my Father's house. There is restoration in my Father's house. There are many mansions in my Father's house. There is love in my Father's house. Tina Turner asked the question, what does love got to do with it? I'd like to answer that question. If you don't mind, can I answer that question? Everything. Love has everything to do with it. It was love that saved me. It is love that is keeping me this present day. It was love that caused my Jesus to die one Friday on an old rugged cross. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. And it was love that kept him there all Friday night, all day Saturday. But it was also love that caused him to get up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. He got up so that I can get up. He got up so that you can get up. And that same power, that same resurrection power worketh today in you and me. And so I thank God that he found me. When I lost my way, he found me. When I lost my peace, he found me. When I lost my joy, he found me. From out of nowhere, Jesus found me. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad about it. I know I got some witnesses that's glad about it. They're glad that Jesus did not give up on you. Jesus did not turn his back when we turned our back on him. Today, I thank God for a risen Savior. I thank God for a loving Savior. I thank God for a forgiven Savior. I thank God that I had the right mind to choose Jesus, to recognize that he was there all alone with his arms held open wide. So today, if you have not made Jesus your choice, I beg you, please, ma'am, please, sir, he's a mighty good friend. He's a mighty good Savior. He's a mighty good brother. So tonight, no matter where you find yourself, stay close to the house. Stay close in relationship. Because as I stated earlier, relationship with relationship comes access and benefits. So no matter how far you're going, it's never too far. No matter how high or how low, Jesus is waiting with open arms. So Jesus is diligently seeking for you because he loves you and he cares for you. God bless you. So tonight, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word is a liberating God. Your word is a mind-regulating God. Your word is a comforting word that will keep us through the storms of life. And so for that person that may feel lost and might feel that they have lost their way, Lord, let them know that from out of nowhere, instantly, spontaneously, quicker than fast, Lord, you'll be there to find them. We love you, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Lost in the House was the word for tonight from Minister Sharon Rambis. What a mighty word on tonight. Don't you know or do you realize that you can be saved? You can be in the Lord's house, but you can still be lost in the house of God. And that's one of the tricks of the enemy, because the word of God tells us we are to get in the word. We are to study the word to show ourselves approved unto the word of God. We are to be doers of God's word and living epistles and examples of God's word. So sometimes we can be caught up in the world and we can be lost in the world, and we can take that lostness of the world right into the Lord's house and be lost in the house and do not receive a word from the Lord. Do not receive your blessing because you came in lost in the house of God. So that sometimes leads us as to sometimes how we can become liabilities to the kingdom of God. And to God, we can become liabilities. Because why? We, first of all, we are lost in God's house. We are saved, but we are lost in the house. We are spiritually blind. We have walked away from God because we're not studying his word, and we are letting the enemy have free course, and he is raising havoc in the lives of Christians today, and God is not pleased, and I am totally unhappy myself, and I know that I am the only one, knowing that God is not pleased, that we have people that are saved in the world today who are lost, walking around lost. They cannot give a word to anybody, a word of encouragement to anyone. They cannot draw souls to Jesus Christ because they are not going out to the hedges and the highways, compelling men and women, boys and girls to come in and be saved in Jesus' name. Why? Because they're so caught up in the world because the enemy has tricked them. They have been bamboozled by the enemy. And so don't get caught up in that situation. That's why we need to be in the word of God. The word of God tells us we, as Christians, we are to watch as well as pray, because we do know that in the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's on his job. But what about you today, Christian? What are you doing? Are you lost in God's house on today? I hope not. And it's our prayer on tonight that you have received a word on tonight through this man of God. This anointed vessel has brought a word tonight for the people of God to let us know that we can be lost in the house of God, and that is not of God. God is not glorified through us when we are saved in Jesus' name, but we are in the house of God, but we are still lost. That way we cannot fulfill our God purpose when we are lost. So that lets us know that we need Jesus. We need God in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit. We need God's word. So we thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight. I pray that you have been blessed and encouraged by this word on tonight. I know that I was blessed by the word. I'm always blessed by the word. So I'm always looking to get something new and fresh out of the word. Even though it's the same word, we can always get something new out of the word of God if you apply yourself and ask God to reveal and open up your understanding. He said, out of all thy getting, get understanding. And so that's what we want you to do. That's why I ask all listeners if you would get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the men and women of God that come forth over this worldwide platform, that you will be able to read the word as they share the word with us, that you can see it for yourself, that they are not making these things up. We are standing on the word of God through this worldwide platform. And that's why I am so grateful to God for this worldwide platform. I am so grateful for it. I am so grateful that he has put enough sense in me to allow others to come forth. Because we know that it's not about us, it's about Jesus Christ. It's about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ so that the lost, they can say that, yes, they were once lost, but now they have been found, their spiritual eyes have been come open, and they have opened their mouth and they confess the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our prayer and our desire on tonight, that you do not have to be lost, even in the Lord's house. You do not have to be lost. Get in the word of God. It is the light. It will enlighten your heart. When you feel like that you are lonely and you've done all you can do to stand, and you can't stand no more, you're ready to throw in the towel. Every time you turn around, your brothers and sisters in Christ, they are bullying you in the Lord's house. They're talking about you because they're jealous or envious of you because they see what you're doing. You're fulfilling your God purpose, but they're not doing anything. So what do we see in this picture? We see that the enemy, he has to use people just like God does. So we have to forgive them and look around them and see who's causing them to act like this. And that's nobody but the enemy. So that's another way that you can be still lost in the house. You can be lost in the house of God. You can be lost as a saved vessel because you have not forgiven someone. You do not love. You do not know how to encourage one in the Lord, in the words of God. You do not try to be a light of Jesus Christ. You do not try to be an example of Jesus Christ. You're not trying to draw souls to Jesus Christ because of your hidden motives and agendas. God is not pleased with that. And I do believe in my heart that's why we are seeing so many different things that's going around in the world today. God do not cause these things to happen, but it's my personal belief, and I believe that I am not the only one, that God sometimes will have to allow things to happen to get our attention and to draw us back to him. And I believe that's what's going on in the world through these wildfires and hurricanes and tornadoes and all of this evil and hate and jealousy and bullying. All this is not of God. This is all of the enemy. But God sometimes, again, he has to allow certain things to happen to get our attention. And so we, again, it goes back to what we said at the opening of this program on tonight. We are our brother's keepers. We need to be praying for our president, our world leaders, our pastors, our shepherds that have ruled and watching, that are praying and watching over our souls. We don't need to take this lightly. And that's what the enemy has done. We have so much of the world in the church today, people are confused. And God is not glorified through some of the things that are going on in these churches today. So we got to get back to our first love, which is Jesus Christ. You got to get back to that point when you first accept Jesus Christ. Remember how excited you was, how joyous you was, how bubbling over you was and about doing the work for the Lord. But something happened along the way. You fell out of love with God. You got out of the word. You got so caught up in the world. Now you have so much world in you, you can't do the word of God. You cannot fulfill your God purpose. So we are sometimes get lost in the house of God. And so we have a way of escape. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our advocate. Through Jesus Christ, when we repent and open our mouth, because he said in his word again that we all fall short of his glory. And he do love us, but he do not love our sins. I said our sins. That includes me and you. He do not love our sins or our sinful ways. So thank God for Jesus Christ, our advocate. Through the Holy Spirit, we can call upon the name of Jesus Christ. And that's to be saved. First of all, if you're not saved in his name, be saved in his name. And then when we sin, we can go to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness. And he promised us that he will put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. I thank God that we have Jesus Christ who makes ways of escape, that even though we are lost in the house, we have a way to be redeemed back to God through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So right now, I just want to say again tonight, thank you, Minister Rambis, for another anointed, powerful word of God on tonight. I know that I was blessed by the word, and the listeners was blessed as well. Again, I know that God was glorified, and we don't care if the enemy is horrified. And so we're just going to continue to stand on the wall and do what God has called and ordained us to do for such a time as this. So right now, I just thank God for this program on tonight, the word that went forth through Minister Rambis. And as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I pray and ask that you all, will all continue to be a blessing to this ministry and continue to share the good news that this ministry comes forth every Saturday and every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. so that others can be blessed by the word of God through these different men and women that come forth this worldwide platform sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Others need to hear the word of God. Spread the news. Let them know others that comes on and spread the good news. Let them be blessed by the word as well. So, again, I thank God for my younger sister. This is my final announcement for tonight regarding this upcoming gospel stage play titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. This play is going to unite in men, marriages, families, ministries, communities, even nations back together. I do believe because God has anointed and ordained my sister, younger sister, Donetta Burney, to write this play for such a time as this, Opposite Ends of the Bridge. And so, again, it's going to be taking place Saturday, November the 11th at 7 p.m. in Detroit, Michigan, on the east side of Detroit at Impact Church, 12844 Elmdale Street. Tickets are now available through eventbrite.com. Also at Impact Church, you can purchase tickets there. And also at God's World Bible Bookstore on West 7 Mile Road in Detroit, Michigan. And also tickets will be available at the door. So if you cannot attend, be a blessing to someone else. purchase a ticket and pass it on and let someone else be blessed by this gospel play. And again, God is going to be glorified through this play, and those that attend will be blessed by it. So I thank God for what he's doing in my sister's life. And all those that are being doers of his word without hidden motives or agendas all over the land, we are not the only denomination that God is using. He has people everywhere. He has no respect to a person. If you believe in your heart and you're born again and you want to see souls saved and you're fulfilling your God purpose, that should be your desire as well, that no souls be lost. So that's why I thank God for this worldwide platform, this ministry, that he's been blessed by it and through it for his glory. So right now we're going to close out in prayer on tonight, and I'm asking our listeners to go into prayer with me as we close out tonight's program. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is once again we come thanking you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for who and all that you are on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your joy, your peace in the midst of life storms and situations that we don't understand. We know that we can put all our cares and cast all our cares upon you, because we know that you care for us, and you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And you said that you would grant us the desires of the hearts of those that are being doers of your word. So we just thank you again for who you are. We just bless your name on tonight. And we pray, Lord, on tonight that every door that's going to be opened in Jesus' name on tomorrow, all over the land, that's spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, that you would anoint each vessel, even right now, that as they minister the word on tomorrow, that souls will be saved through the word on tomorrow, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified, and even more motivated to do even greater works for you, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we just ask that you will continue to cover your people as you only can do in Jesus' name, through the blood of Jesus Christ, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to walk in, fulfill, and live in your God purpose, that he will be glorified through you, is our prayer on tonight. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Almighty Savior, come on, my soul loves thee.